and welcome to the second episode of Absolute Cuts with me, Mark Nelson, and Ryan Cullen. Thank you all so much for your comments from the first episode. Be honest with you, at this time of recording, we've not even released one.
Yeah.
So everyone could hate it.
That'd be so funny if you've just told everyone, thank you very, very much. And everyone's like, I hate this.
I'm just assuming that people love this.
You've already got in trouble today.
I have.
You've already got in trouble today on the day of recording.
I posted a video of a man getting eaten by a shark online earlier on, which isn't funny, but what I was trying to do was, because I love sharks so much.
And you do loads of shark jokes all the time.
Yeah, I do loads of stuff about sharks, and I was trying to double down on that. And I realised that all I was doing was posting the video of a man getting eaten by a shark. And like, the problem was I hadn't even watched the video. That was what was so childish about it for me.
I
genuinely feel bad. Like, I know, like, when I make an arse of it, I'll always admit that I've made an arse of it. But I didn't, and I didn't realise the guy was in a lot of pain.
Well, yeah, but they tend to be.
They would be.
One of the first shark attacks I've seen where it did the jaws. Like
the proper jaws,
Like, oh, God, no.
Yeah, that's a real one.
I kept saying, like, I hate watching those videos, and I've seen about four in the last.
It's quite a lot. Like, sharks are attacking people more.
And orcas.
Really?
Aye, orcas are starting to attack boats.
Wow.
Now, that's, if they start coming for us, I'm out. Well, I suppose I could just stay
on land.
It's
the end of the day. Yeah, exactly. What the fuck are they going to do? Attack you in Lidl? Like,
that's the new Roland Emmerich movie. Orcas coming for us.
Before we get into the film, you've been on holiday.
Oh, in Croatia. I went on holidays with my father
on a sex tourism.
Sex tourism in Dubrovnik. And man, if it's 30 quid, 40 quid to get on the wall, I can't even imagine.
Did you do all the Game of Thrones shit?
I did. The problem is, like, everyone there knew what Game of Thrones was. Never watched an episode. I've watched one episode of Game of Thrones.
You've never seen Game of Thrones at all?
I saw one episode, and it was the Red Wedding. And at the time, I thought that was a big spoiler. And I went,
no. So you wouldn't, but you wouldn't have any context to that. So it
I was being told the
impactful
context as I walked around. Like, I did the chair and all that shit, you know?
The throne. Yeah.
It's a nice place. There's two nude beaches.
Is there?
On the little island. So, you know.
Wow.
It's kind of funny, isn't it? Like, visiting a place. It's either a Game of Thrones or you get your dick out.
Yeah. I remember.
I did that on the set of Heartbeat.
What?
Went down to where Heartbeat
Nick
was
Berry's
set.
Heartbeat.
Yeah. Right. Heartbeat.
Yeah.
Banger.
The Sunday night, just after you've had a bath before you go to school on a Monday sitcom, had a nude beach.
I'm just saying, like, that's my version. I'd go down there and put my dick out.
What the fuck? I remember we went to Lanzarote years ago on a family holiday, and there was a nudist beach, and me and my brother didn't realise. And I think I'd be about 13, so he'd be 10, and it fucking blew our mind, right? And then you realise, like, I remember on that holiday, my mum and dad buying me a set of playing cards, right? And you used to get playing cards that were like naked women. Right.
Okay.
And
like the pens, they weren't. They didn't.
Oh no, you didn't have to change. No, they were naked right away. Oh no, you didn't. You didn't have to get a certain hand before she'd. You weren't playing strip poker with the women on the card, but
you'd flip it up like double aces. But all you see is tits, and you're like, it's like poker. All the poker faces are wrong.
Oh, he's got a fanny. But the cards get more and more extreme, right? And there was one set of cards we had that had a guy sucking a dog's dick, like a canine's. And I remember I used to do a routine about it, right? Where, because that guy's obviously, he's a model, right?
Yeah.
So, but...
Oh, I thought these were good. Sorry, I thought these were drawings.
No, this is an actual guy, actual dog, right? And he's got the dog's dick in his mouth. And he was, my routine was, how do you, like, see when you go home for Christmas dinner, and, like, because I get it whenever I go home, because mum and dad don't hugely understand what this job is.
Yeah.
And they go, how's things going? And you have to pick your biggest moments. When I say I've been on the football show Off the Ball,
yeah,
right, that's when my dad goes, all right, he's doing all right for himself, because I've heard of that.
Okay.
When you've been on a card sucking a dog's dick, what's your highlight reel that you're sending your dad over?
They're like, what have you been up to this year? And he's like, I'll tell you what, we'll play a game of Texas Hold'em and you'll find out.
A Jack Russell.
The river card. Oh, son. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's not even our dog. Why would that make it better?
So anyway, this is a movie podcast that me and Ryan are doing, episode 2, where we pick a film every single week that we can find in a charity shop for at the most £1 on DVD. So Ryan, what is our film this week?
Well, I have Independence Day, the 1990, was it 6 classic?
96.
You were talking about, that's why when you were talking about like the cards having the, I asked about the flip up. You know, like you can flip the pen, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I first got Independence Day on tape, it was the first thing I ever had that cover. You could blow up the White House.
Oh, so like 3D.
When I was like, you know, I was sitting there going, like, when I was a kid, I was blown up. It came out in, when I was a kid, yeah. So I was about 8 years old.
Pretty sure it was 96,
Yeah, so there you go.
It's like the first proper disaster, not disaster film, but the proper kind of. Because it was like Armageddon and Deep Impact. It was the first time you saw huge landmarks getting destroyed.
Yeah. They went for the... He then went and tried to recreate that film 400 times.
Did he do Day After Tomorrow as well?
Yeah.
Roland Emmerich.
2012.
Oh, he did. See, I quite like that.
No, I don't. I watch all of them. Aye. You know, like I do enjoy them, but they get worse. Some of them... He's been trying this... They call him the master of disaster.
It's like a shit darts name.
Roland, Master of Disaster Emmerich.
Straight from Wigan, the Master of Disaster.
Roland Emmerich, yeah. I don't know if he did San Andreas.
Oh, that's, I like that as well. I love disaster films.
He did Moonfall. That was dreadful. That was a bad one. Don't worry about it.
Not seen that.
Don't worry about it.
Because I can't remember when I first saw this film.
Yeah.
I remember liking it, but I've got no...
You were in your 30s.
I was, yeah. 1996.
Vico and Mitsubishi pills were in their prime, you were saying. It is funny that we get them for this, because we went for two... They're not similar films, but they're two basically iconic, the first two episodes of the 90s, like two basic, like 90s classic...
Films,
and this one's one of my... This has been an all-timer. When I rewatched it, of course, rewatch it when we're doing these. But when I got to rewatch it, there was so much more. Like, I thought I knew that film off. But some of it, especially when you're trying to like watch it in the 3 days of a podcast, did some laughing.
There's a couple of bits where you're going, fuck, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
So did I. I really liked it.
I thought it would be like, all right, cool, I've seen this. But I was having the time of my life.
I mean, it's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, it's Will Smith treating aliens as if they dissed his wife. But he punches so many aliens.
He does. He punches the alien when... Because that is a fucking bizarre... Like, there's like a dog fight where they attack the alien ship.
Yeah.
So if you've not seen it, like, basically, an aliens appear with massive... There's a huge, massive ship that's sitting on the moon.
Yeah.
And then it releases, like, 9 weird ships, but still fucking city-size ships, and they hover above the biggest cities in the world.
Yeah.
And then destroy them.
Wasn't there not one over Houston?
No. Is it over? No, do they not launch the nukes from Houston?
Oh, that might
be it. Destroy.
Yeah. In my head, it was the big cities, and then they also had Houston.
Because they hover over landmarks, and then there's like, and it happens really quickly because the thing appears, and then they report it to the president. And then, like, so when's this happening? Like, they're entering our atmosphere in about 25 minutes. Going, the fuck?
How did you not see that coming? What size are they? Oh, you don't want to know. The big one or the smaller ones? Because the smaller ones are the size of DC. How did you not see it? We're not going that quick. Yeah, I love the way, by the way, the start of the film started with R.E.M. playing End of the World.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song, but it's just, I was like, oh, come on, grow up.
Yeah, what, do you not like that?
Well, I do, but like, you know.
I quite like to be known to.
Well, you, it's like fucking starting United 93 with Burn Baby Burn. You're like, oh, come on, I see where you're going.
I'll get this out of the way, because I sent you this as a message last night, which I found out. There are toys related to Independence Day that were released in 1996, and one of them's a playset. And you get it as, like, you used to get it as Micro Machines, where there'd be like a big Micro Machines truck, and then you opened it up, and it was like a small world with tons of Micro Machines in it, right? This is a big alien's head. And as you open up, there's like on one side, there's the aliens and the ships. And then on the other side, it's called Independence Day Defend New York City, right? And it's a wee map of Central Park and Manhattan. And then it's got wee inserts that you can put the buildings in. And the Twin Towers are there, right? Because it's before 9/11, and you like it's described as exploding buildings. So there is a toy that you can buy where you can basically launch the ships into the Twin Towers, and it's like a.
And have they taken it off the market?
No. So when I looked for it, because I'd heard this on another podcast, and so I looked them up, and they're on collector sites, but there is one guy in Britain selling one set. For $34.99
on eBay.
On eBay, and I'm well tempted, Lex.
Because you sent it to me. Yeah. I got the email today going like, you might be interested in our Independence Day fucking Independence Day micro battle playset defend New York City. So not now you're fucking Lex of they think I'm a madman. Fuck's sake. You've ruined my algorithms. You might be after all.
I'm also going to buy the Micro Machine 7-7 set.
One of the parts of the start of the thing, Will Smith wakes up next to his daughter and calls her like, well, I wake up every morning beside a beautiful lady. And
Bill Pullman.
Oh, is that Bill Pullman did it?
That's the president, is it? Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. No, I think he's quite a cool president.
He is. He's got a big presidential head.
He does.
You know, you have to have a big head. Yeah. You're a good president if you have a big head. Not a good one, but like a memorable one. JFK, big head. Well, at the start, right? Then there is, you know, Trump, memorable. Not really.
Yeah.
Not really good. Joe Biden doesn't.
He's got quite a small head to Joe Biden, doesn't he?
Aye. Shrinking.
And looking Did you see Biden tripping over or something again last week?
Yeah, that was great. Arse overhead, yeah. Jason Derulo did. It's absolute disaster for the man. It's not a good look when he's had a fall.
Because this is quite... Because you picked this week, did you see this thing this week that there's a guy demanding that the US release files about the fact that there has been... The CIA have been looking into the fact that of alien craft that has appeared here. Now, it's not alien craft. It's not like full aliens or spaceships. It's just anything that has come from another planet and has landed here. Okay. There's a whole file about it that they're trying to get released.
I want it. I'm in.
Do you think aliens exist?
Not in the Independence Day wrapping your finger in going, start speaking to...
So what do you think they would be?
Be like a wee...
Just organisms.
Wee organism, just a wee glob, little flubber. But why? That's what I think.
But flubber. Why? How are they here then?
What do you mean, how?
Aye.
Fell out of the sky. Guys are fanning about. But how they got caught into the gravity. I presume they, in fairness, they could navigate gravity if they were floating about in space the whole time.
I think it's quite a. I think it's quite an arrogant thing for.
For humans
to just assume that we're the only ones.
I reckon, but we are arrogant people.
Oh, aye.
So let's just ride it until it turns up and bites, what? Isn't it? Like in the film when he was like, you know, like, when we get the guy Russell, the character that was like.
Randy Quaid.
Yeah, he's out in the fucking wherever, you know, he's abducted by aliens, and in the diner, they all were like, oh, were you molested up there, essentially?
yeah.
And then the aliens immediately landed, going like, I fucking told you. You'd be mortified.
Yeah. Because what, like, because there's a scene in the film where when the aliens are coming, there's most people are shitting themselves and try to get out of the places, and then there's a load of other people that climb up to the top of the buildings that get blown up and are like big signs going, "Welcome, welcome to Earth," and all this kind of shit. What person would you be?
You know what? I think I would be. Oh God, I reckon I'd flee.
Really?
You thought I'd be up in there?
Nah, I reckon.
Do you know, but maybe it's because all the people look like real annoying cunts in that film.
Yeah. I don't think you'd want to hang about with the people up on top of the building.
Yeah, that's the thing. Start of the party sounds good, like, you know.
Yeah. I'd be one of those. See if you knew Armageddon was coming, right?
Yeah.
What would you do? If you were given a certain time limit, because I think it would be unfair if you weren't given, if you were given a day, if you went, right, life is ending for everyone. Because I'll be honest with you, right? See if all of life on Earth ended for everyone. I wouldn't be that bothered.
So this is interesting. I do agree. Like if it finished for absolutely everything,
yeah.
I would actually like to be at the end, the very end.
Aye.
Completely obliterated. I mean,
I'd feel sad for my kids, but it would solve so many problems. Like, it would genuinely, like, obviously, there'd be so much shit that I would go, I don't need to worry about that anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, starting now to sound like
a parking ticket last week, and I'm like, that, well, fuck that.
You're going to have all the things. You're just going to be on top of that building with your parking ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick me.
Thank you, E.T.
Take me away. Brilliant. Do you know that Jewish chess looks class in the parks?
That's a huge, you've not answered my question.
Why?
What you would, like.
What would I do in a day? Right.
No, because I was asking you if you were given a set time.
Yeah.
Of you've got a day left and then Earth is done.
Probably go bowling. Be quiet. Once it would be quiet.
I reckon I'd try heroin.
Okay. I've not done
because
heroin. Is it quite a commitment, is it not? How long does heroin last?
Well, I don't know.
You know, it'd be like, you know, if you took mushrooms, it'd be like, all right, that's the whole day essentially, or 8 hours or something.
Aye, but like, or do you know what? See, what's the drug they take in Breaking Bad? It's not crystal. Is it crystal meth?
I think so.
It looks class.
Right.
It looks class initially.
Yeah.
What's bad is the fallout of it.
Yeah.
Right. But at no point have you ever, you've never seen a film. I've never seen it live. I've never seen someone in a film or TV show take crystal meth or heroin and initially look like they're having a shite time.
Oh, okay. Right.
So I reckon if you're not left with the potential addiction afterwards, it seems a decent.
So, yeah, okay.
What I'm saying is I keep a dose of heroin.
In case.
For the option if aliens ever land.
You're going to say your family's going to come back and you're going to have the needle in your arm. Yeah. You're like, what happened? He goes, I thought Putin was going to hit the button. I thought he was going to hit the button. I shot it too quick.
Should we have one last meal? No. I'm off to my heroin shed. I told you this was how it would end.
Your family all getting in the bunker and you're sitting in the sitting room like, ah, sorry. He's like, useless.
But that's also the worry, like, if, because you'd need to be absolutely guaranteed that life was ending. because you don't want to get into shit. You don't want to be doing, you don't want to be like, you don't want to be at the end of it and then suddenly go, oh no, we fixed it, and you've got a fucking cat on the end of your dick or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Because that's now a lifestyle change that you've.
That's what happened to that guy with the dog on the carrots. He thought the world was going to end. So we snapped him in the park, and next thing, you end up in a pack of cards, immortalized forever. Playing gin and rummy. Life.
Imagine he did that just before the millennium bug. He was like, well.
Millennium bug, I actually thought the world was going to end. I was 10, like. But
really?
I remember where I was. I was in Derry, so in fairness, that probably added to it.
What age were you when it turned into year 2000?
10.
You're 10. What did you do that night?
Tapia building. The little other kids. Tap the crash. Throwing our computers around. What did I do? I was 10. We were driving through Derry.
I suppose you wouldn't have.
I remember driving through Derry. I don't know. Something must have been happening. Oh, it must have been just a New Year's Eve night or whatever the fuck it was. I remember everyone in silent when it went midnight. We all went,
what an anticipation as to.
Yeah. I don't know what Eugene be driving in the car going. I don't know what he's going to fucking do. He's useless. He's got nunchucks under his bed.
No, he doesn't.
He does. Right. He does. I'll send the picture. I'll put it up on the podcast.
Can he use them?
No, he can't fucking use them. Unless the person breaking in is going to teach him how to use nunchucks before they have a fucking one-on-one fight. I don't think so. He's going to knock himself out, if anything. And they're paint splattered. You know, like a painter's radio. I'm like, where have you put them? Paint spattered nunchucks.
Well, he's got tradesman's nunchucks.
I don't know where he got nunchucks. Oh, no, I do know. I asked him. He goes, I got it in a car boot sale. He got nunchucks in a car boot sale. I mean, I swear to God, like, I actually just feel like you should just rob our house. Whoever's watching this.
A ninja car boot sale. Just like, it's the guy who had a desk selling a Mogwai as well.
You can get katanas.
Ten at our best price.
Yeah, he's got nunchucks under his bed. Yeah, so I don't know what he'd expect. So if aliens ever came for Eugene as well, he'd be the type as well. That Russell dude has a lot of Eugene energy.
I love how Randy Quaid has basically become that character now.
Is he?
He's a proper. Because I quite like... I was thinking about it when I was watching it, and I was thinking, I quite like Randy Quaid.
Okay.
And I think I've only ever seen him in this. Kingpin, okay. And all the National Lampoon's films.
Yeah.
Which is his greatest role.
Yeah.
Okay. He plays Cousin Eddie. He basically plays exactly the same character as this. Yeah,
his method acting.
But in this, right, there's a couple of things about the Randy Quaid character, okay. Right? First of all, that's his, right, so he's a drunk.
Yeah.
And he's a crop duster.
Yeah.
That's his job. So he's got like one of those biplanes that spreads crops, and he keeps getting them wrong because he's pissed all the time.
Aye, he's hammered.
And then his family. Why do his family look Hispanic? And he's like the most...
Didn't see the wife.
But where is the wife though?
They never
mentioned she left him because... But then if she's left him... Because of the drinking, why has he managed to hang on to the kids?
Oh, aye. That's a brave one by her. It's like, you know what? And your punishment for being a bad father is you can keep the kids forever. Makes no sense. She's off to Vegas. Hope nobody questions me on this. I never thought of that.
There's loads of shit that doesn't make sense for his character. Yeah. How's he able to fly the plane at the end?
Oh, aye, like an F.
How the fuck is he able to step into a fighter jet after flying a crop duster? And not only is he able to fly it, he's able to be the guy that is able to... He essentially does the Luke Skywalker fucking trench run.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he sacrifices himself.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one with a missile left. Where's he acquired? And he's pissed when he's doing it. Because he's wrecked. And
pissed full of vengeance.
Because just before he does it, he salutes the radio.
That's right.
The guy's fucking hammered. So how is he able to,
And you know, it's very funny. The president as well pops in.
Yeah, I know.
Hook me up. Imagine Biden doing that now.
That bit where they're kind of going, right, we've come up with this plan, right? I'll get to the plan in a minute. We've come up with this plan, right? But what we've got is we've hardly got any pilots left. So anyone that's got any pilot experience, and it looks out, and it looks like a fucking Iron Maiden concert. It's just all these fucking long-haired guys with tattoos going, I'll fly the fucking plane.
ZZ Top. I love his character's ridiculous. The molested thing was... unbelievable that they touch you up there and then the aliens immediately landing. An immediate fuck you.
See, there's a thing, right?
Right.
Why is it always anal probes? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's always that. Because it's not like, see if humans only had one entrance, you could understand. But there are, surely a nasal probe would be more time effective.
Especially, or maybe.
Because that's going straight to the brain.
Okay.
Why go through the arse?
Maybe aliens don't have arses and they're just mesmerized by it. They're just absolutely can't get enough of it. It's nothing to do with any, it's not even educational remotely for them. It's just pure smut.
Aliens are like rappers, just obsessed with the booty.
That's what they came for. That's what they wanted. They didn't get it and they blew the whole place to fuck. Absolutely ridiculous.
There's a properly dodgy bit where there's a news report when the alien ships arrive, and they're telling people to stay in your houses, don't go up the buildings like the lunatics do.
That's right.
And then there's one point where they're like, they beg gang members to stop shooting at the ships.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's right. They said, I actually have it written down. They said, please do not shoot at the aircraft as you may spark an intergalactic war. But that's like a surefire way to spark an intergalactic war. Like, fucking people are lighting up schools and shit. Of course, if you say it, people are just going to go like, I'm going to fucking... But that's more than most people will ever achieve in their life.
Stop, you guy. My bad.
It'd be very funny if it was only one shot. Like, can we a potato gun? Light him up. Obliterate them. It's an absolute ridiculous thing to do.
I'm trying to think...
I wanted to do the Jewish people playing chess in the park. That
oh, yeah.
Class. They look chill as fuck. You know, it's just a battle of wits and...
I didn't realise it, but why? It's not, they're not all Jewish people.
They are, yeah. They made a,
really?
They really made a point of it, yeah.
They made I don't think they made a point of it.
They made a point of it. Believe me, they made a point of it. No, and there was also like... I was checking up. There was actually like an old... There was like an 8-year-old that got the Guinness Book of Records for... battling the 50 best chess masters all at once.
All at once?
Yeah. She played all 50 best chess and she lost every game. But she still got the Guinness Book of record.
But so what, there's 50 separate tables set up?
Yeah.
And she just runs between them?
She runs between the dolly. Yeah, yeah.
How old was she?
Like 8.
Who set this up?
The Guinness Book of Records. I don't know if the Guinness Book of Records set up the... I don't the Guinness Book of Records go up to your house and go, do you have an 8-year-old daughter? Because we
what
need one.
What a ridiculous competition that is.
Yeah.
And why are the 50 best chess players entering this?
Aye, just to obliterate the wee girl. It's about passion. The passion for the sport you love. I didn't even think they were playing checkers or whatever. My favorite thing about this, right, is not only Jeff Goldblum. Love Big Jeff, you know. I don't think he's... Doesn't suit Big Jeff at all. Now, my favorite part of the entire film is Jeff Goldblum's going into work. And he cycles to work, but he doesn't like cycle to the building. He cycles straight into the building. Like, and right into the journalist. He cycles
out of the office, doesn't he?
He hits his fucking desk and he drops his bike in the middle of the office, right? And then he grabs a bit of like cardboard and the wrong button. He goes, puts it in the cardboard and goes, have some fucking decorum, people. You fucking cycle a bicycle all over the place. Unbelievable. That's the part I fucking... That like from there, I was gone for about half an hour. Imagine you came in here and parked your car. Fucking there. Flattened half the shit.
That'd be amazing.
Then you came
imagine arriving on stage like that.
And then fucking like, hey, feet off the stage. How dare you? Absolute balls of him. I loved it.
Goldblum basically plays exactly the same character as he does in Jurassic Park.
He does, though.
I quite like that character in disaster films.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not as bad as in this. That happens, is it in Deep Impact or Armageddon or one of them, where there's like a scientist that's warning them, going like, this is this, and then they just dismiss him.
That happens to so many.
Whereas they dismiss him in this because he's had a beef with the president. Like he smacked him one at one point because they thought his wife was pumping him. That's fair. That's where he's dismissing. He's like, it's potentially end of the world here. Don't give a fuck. That guy sparked me out. So
he wrote that script. He goes, how am I going to get these beef? They're not like he's obviously running out of. Well, he isn't running out. That was the first one. In his other films, it was always like, oh, it's a madman or a conspiracy theorist, yeah. Scientist. And this one, yeah.
Yeah. It's just that's
he was put, the president was pumping my wife. And I
had he's
amazing.
The way they take the mother ship down is so he's wrecked at yeah. one point because they basically realize because they send like an offense towards and then they realize that the alien ship has got this massive force field, so they lose. They basically lose all their top fighters.
Yeah.
So then they're sitting there going, fucking hope we've got a load of rednecks that can fly planes because we're all out of options now. But then he...
Hillbilly Squadron.
He comes up with a plan where he's going to put a virus into the alien ship.
COVID. Send COVID up through them.
But it's like it's a computer virus and... What I don't get is, because we're supposed to be told that these aliens are the most sophisticated beings.
Yeah, yeah. And they just don't have
but
any.
But yet, a computer virus can...
Yeah, it really, you have to suspend quite a lot of belief.
Aye.
Also, he's really stupid in it. Like,
Goldblum.
Aye. Well, for a start, just before this is why I think he shouldn't even be in this situation or be allowed up there. Saying we should computer virus them or whatever. Like, he's on about the signal. Remember, he catches the signal
yeah,
of the ship?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks up at the massive city-sized ship and goes, the signal. All right, Columbo, you fucking idiot. It took him way too long to realize. Like, it took someone else, we'll get to that, way longer to realize the thing was there. But Jeff Goldblum genuinely looked up and went,
yeah. Oh,
this must be, yeah, you fucking twat.
I don't buy the fact that they wouldn't be able to...
Norton antivirus,
but
yeah.
How were you able to get into this alien system? Do you know what I'd liked? If... I'd liked... You know when... Because a virus is basically to shut down the shield.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I'd liked one of those viruses that... You know when you get sent... I've never got it, but... When you get sent a kind of thing where someone goes, right, I've got videos of you wanking online.
Yeah.
I'd have liked if that had been the virus. Like, it's just a video.
It's a blackmail.
The alien's sitting there going, and then a video comes through of him with the tentacles just fucking going at himself like that, like hammer and tongs.
That's
like
a picture of his family down. He's like, oh God, I have to do this. Shields down. That would be so funny. That's what the first guy, you know, the one they keep zooming in on? That alien back in his head. And they're like,
The aliens are quite shite as well.
They are.
They're impressive when they're in their suit.
Yeah.
But when they come out, they're wee whiny, wee... They look like you.
Just like
those whiny.
Yeah. They look like me. Yeah, they look like me.
I know, right? Because I wanted to talk about Will Smith.
Yeah, a whole section on Will Smith as usual.
Because so when he takes down the fighter by some maneuvers where he basically releases his parachute onto the screen of Alien, and the alien can't cope and then crashes into a mountain. And then he goes up and storms up to the alien ship, opens it up, and then just knocks him out.
Punches right through.
But then the alien's knocked out for like 3 days because he then drags him.
How hard did he hit him?
He drags him.
How is Chris Rock still alive?
Exactly. But that was my point. Like, Chris Rock's harder than an alien because...
Oh, Chrissy. Oh, no. He's got road rage. He's got it. Who gets angry at his... First of all, the parachute, right? I would retake that shot. The parachute, he hits the ground far too hard, and it's like a dead body. I don't know if you remember, but he's like completely limp. It's like they didn't have a guy on. He just completely crumbles when he hits the ground.
Yeah.
Right. And then he starts freaking out inside the parachute, like, fucking.
Yeah.
You're never in a car crash. You're like, get a fucking airbag on me. Like, it's, get the fucking airbag. That's how you know you've got road rage. Tearing out the airbag. Yeah. Yeah. Look at your ship. What is it? All banged. Look at that ship all banged up.
Yeah. Then he hits him and goes, welcome to Earth. Wonder how many lines they tried with that. Because there's a better line. There's a much better line earlier on when he's... when they're bantering, when they're getting the mission briefing. And it's Harry Connick Jr., who's like his co-pilot, like his wingman.
Yeah.
They're chatting away, cracking wise. And a guy goes, you getting in the ad? And he goes, no, sir, just itching to get up there and whoop E.T.'s ass.
For fuck's sake. If Will Smith calls his wife chicken legs, isn't it?
He does, I.
Thought that was a bizarre. Didn't know where you're going with that. Like chicken legs.
Do you remember? Because we were an Altitude Comedy Festival when the Will Smith Chris Rock incident happened.
Oh, that's right. We were all.
Because I remember watching it that morning. Because it happened the night before at the Oscars, and then there was all the videos coming through, and I was watching it, and I assumed it was a bit because it looks like a bit.
Yeah,
because he doesn't hit him, he slaps him.
Like, and it's a real and, arcing.
And I generally expected him to turn round and go, ah. But I find the yelling at him more aggressive than the actual physical assault. Like, when he's going, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And you're like, because Chris Rock takes it like a champ.
Yeah, Didn't react like, oh.
And you can tell he's shaking because he doesn't know what the fuck. Because he makes a good joke initially.
Then
he doesn't know how to refind his feet.
Imagine if he just panics even more. Bald. Oh, I'll get back up there. Knock you straight out. Oh, I didn't mean to. I'm all shook up.
Have you ever been... hit on stage, like, has anyone been close to
somebody try to hit me with an umbrella on stage?
Really? The penguin
in Glasgow. The penguin stealing my thing.
What did they do?
I made a joke about her and she just lifted her broom, like a broom, her thing just started going. It was in Yes Bar in Glasgow.
Yeah that's how long ago that was. That was pre or just because they kept it open
maybe. Or
so that did that stay, because it was like an independent, a pro-independence bar.
Yeah. I think it's gone now.
Was she going to launch it javelin style at you?
No, she was doing like an old woman battering away clothes.
Really? Wow.
I don't know why.
Somebody threw, at the stand in Glasgow, somebody threw a lime at me once.
A lime?
A lime, right. So like a quarter of a lime. There was a bit of ice attached to it. I can't even remember what I'd said, but she scooped it out. And just launched it at the stage. And I went like that and dodged it. And I then went, because it was, I think she was English as well. And I was like, clearly you've not been in Glasgow that long. Of course I'm going to avoid fruit. Honest to God, it was like fucking Def Jam. It was like, there was people going, yeah. Like, I was carried out of that fucking gig. Like,
that's excellent. Do you know, I was thinking, if it didn't go over Glasgow, that alien ship. Fucking, thank God. It would took the whole ship out too. Place soaked with alcohol. Glasgow's a natural. You drop a lighter in fucking Glasgow and it goes up exactly like the fucking.
What would be that? So see if they went over. I was going to say, if they went over Donegal, what would they blow up? That petrol station?
It was one of the really small ships.
Yeah.
It was a guy, an intern. Fuck's sake.
Just the guy doing his test.
Never.
if you could just reverse up here when I hit the if you could blow up the petrol station.
No. That's too far for me. That's too far for me. And that's a funny one I've ever
seen. Well,
I reckon they would.
If you went to Dublin, because they hover above, so obviously it's a White House in Washington, and then they hover over, I can't remember, did they blow up Big Ben, or is there anything?
Is Big Ben one of the buildings you see when the flames come in? I know what's in them, that fire.
Because there's definitely one hovering over London, and there's one over Moscow.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming there's one over the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And then in LA, what is it they blow up in LA? Because is it the, it's not the record building.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't know. And then obviously the White House. If they went to Dublin, what would be the main, what would be the the landmark that they would?
They'd blow up the Leprechaun Museum. No, they might blow up the Guinness storehouse, because they'd all, everybody would be up. That's where the party would be, and they'd be 360 everyone on the Guinnesses.
That probably would be, actually.
There's a Heineken. There's a big Heineken building, but that would,
because that's what I was thinking about at the end of O'Connell Bridge.
Yeah, that would be.
That's probably, is it, because that's the like highest building that I can think of in Dublin.
Yeah, you can't blow up the Spike.
No, because in Glasgow, I think what it would be in Glasgow. City Chambers would be pish. Just Central Station.
That would look good.
Maybe most iconic, but Glasgow Uni.
You're just picking places.
No loss. Yeah, places I'd love to see blown up.
One standing order, whether it's...
If they went in, imagine they were hovering over one or Ibrox or Celtic Park, and just the other side going, I fucking knew they were. Like, I fucking knew they were. They were Tim aliens. I fucking knew it.
If they went over, you'd also be celebrating if they went over, say, Celtic Park. It's like, we are massive. Yeah. They chose us.
Yeah. Bragging the fact that I fucking told you.
Amazing. Fuck. Do you know the vice president, and it gets cut, they find her under a car door?
Vice president? Is that not the president's wife?
No, not the same thing. No, not really.
Not at all. No, you don't become the vice president by marrying the president.
I don't know what type of mad system they do now.
Don't know what constitutional research you've done in the American political system, but it's not, you don't marry into it.
Oh, that would have been great. If Donald tried to...
Melania is...
yeah, jumps in.
If he died, Melania's the Melania's right now the president.
Does Biden have a wife?
Biden does it. Jill, I think her name's Jill Biden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did Jill Biden take over? You know?
I don't think there was a... Okay, no, she's not, because Michelle Obama, she's the only one that's been presidential.
Okay.
Well, I suppose Hillary Clinton is probably the most presidential. with her running for it.
Do you think, first of all, in Area 51, mm-hmm. remember they show the president, the aliens, right? And they're like, remember he's in the thing going like, oh, Area 51, it's a whack job thing. And the guy's like, well, it's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
Right? And then they bring the president. The president didn't freak out going like, you didn't tell the president this, but there's like 2,000 staff.
Aye.
How do you keep that on
the wraps? I know. Pish staff as well.
Aye, aye.
Like the guy that just lets in everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's
like when
right.
When Will Smith turns up in a camper van and just goes, you get any clearance? Here's my fucking clearance. And then he just, this airline's been knocked out for 3 weeks. So
he's still, free of suit, not clean out. Caught him right in the jaw.
But he doesn't just go, like, you and the alien can come in. He's just like, you, the alien, and all of these trailer no park check. Folk, fucking get in there, honestly. Like, don't give a shit anymore.
That's how easy it got to get in the Area 51. That's fucking unbelievable. Yeah, that guy, they kind of left him outside too. You know the part where they'll have to run back inside?
Yeah. Like,
stay out there, you'll be grand. There's so many lives lost. They're about to attack the thing. Obviously, there'd be a counterattack. They're like, well, should they all be out there?
Will Smith steals a helicopter at one point to go and find his girlfriend and her kid. And the guy's like, you can't take that. And he goes, what are you going to do, shoot me? And the guy just goes, no, I suppose not. And he's fucking take it. Like,
there's more to that.
We might need that helicopter, but...
Well, I'll just shut it down from the whatever tire. Or I'll wrestle you. I don't know why you went straight to shoot you. Yeah. There's so much other things I can do first before I'm drawn to blowing you to pieces.
I'd noticed a thing earlier on when all the people in the Winnebagos, that because I noticed someone.
Is the Winnebagos? What the hell's a Winnebago? The car?
Winnebago. Aye, Winnebago is like a long people carry like
what
a
class name for anything.
Aye, it's much cooler than camper van.
Yeah. You know, Winnebago anytime.
So Randy Quaid's family live in one. So yeah. It's a big trailer park.
Yeah.
Now, when we did the Blade episode, I found that guy at the start that's getting dragged into the vampire nightclub, but he's so horny,
yeah,
he doesn't give a shit because he wants his hoe. I reckon every week in a film, I'm going to find a wee guy that wants his hoe more than anything, right? Because there's one in this, right? When they realise that the ships have already shadowed the cities and just outside of LA is the trailer park and there's a wee guy in the camper van trying to convince Randy Quaid's daughter that they should have sex because the world's about to end. And he's like, come on, you don't want to die a virgin, do you?
I forgot about that.
Jesus Christ, my man. Like,
That's a grim one.
This is going to be the last. Oh.
You should be. That's cancelable.
Yeah.
You're in the apocalypse to get laid. What are you going to do? You burn up in a minute, anyway. What else are you going to do? So much. So much. Like, there's so much to do. In fact, if anything, I have too much to do.
I'll get heroin to do in a minute.
I'm going to shoot up in a minute.
If you don't mind, if you don't mind pumping me when I'm smacked up, then fucking go ahead.
For God's sake. Pick a hell of a day to stop shooting up. So he kept saying, isn't it? Pick a hell of a day not to stop drinking.
Stop drinking, yeah.
I've got another person that it wasn't so much horny, but I can't believe they felt the fucking time during the apocalypse to fit in a wee wedding. Got a wee celebrant and everything. Will Smith gets married.
Oh, so he does, aye.
Just before they launch.
Because Goldblum's
we've got like 20 minutes. They're like, we've got minutes. And they went up and got fucking married. And I was like, surely.
Yeah. She, because he marries a stripper.
Oh, aye, they make a big...
Yeah, they make quite a big deal about her being a stripper.
They're like, these people are normal. That's how out of date it is. It would be normal now in a film. But in them days, like, these are real people. They have feelings just like me and you.
I love the fact that she takes the kid and the dog to work as well.
The dog's called Boomer.
Boomer, yeah.
The fuck was it called? It's called Weed Pot every day. What the fuck is Boomer the dog? It's just an insult now as well. My dog, geriatric cunt.
Imagine calling that in a park.
Geriatric cunt.
Slow the old cats.
Everybody looking around.
Talking about me.
Boomer the dog. Do you know what I think? You can't kill animals basically in films, right? There's like you can't kill animals. Like, for example, like Daniel's wife Cara can't watch dogs dying in movies. Right. So much so I found a website called Does a dog die in this movie.com.
Really?
And you can check if a dog dies. But I'd love a lot of
Korean films.
Korean. Fuck's sake. Christmas films. He was like, Boomer the dog. If Boomer the dog, you know, a part where they're like, you know, he was obviously going to survive. Run across the cars and jumping, and it gets in at the last second. Fire doesn't go around that corner for some reason. Like, if it was real, like, she would just light up.
Yeah.
Or literally fry to death. But it'd be great if that dog just got obliterated. That's where I'd have a lot of appreciation for Roland Emmerich. He blew the dog to pieces. And they're like, no, that's realistic.
It treats because when the president's wife dies.
Is that the one where they come in and he goes, oh, you don't Jeff Goldblum goes, you don't look too well, and she's bleeding internally.
Yeah.
Like, that's another one, Jeff.
Yeah.
You stupid man.
Oh, no, that's Pullman. That's the president when he comes in.
What does he say?
He basically goes, like, he comes to me and she goes, and the doctor goes, ah, there's nothing we can do here.
That's, but he did, the way he said it though, man, it sounded like you could have put on some mascara though. You don't look too good. Well, yeah, she's bleeding internally. She's dying. Yeah, but like, you know, I am the president. Make a show.
The sexist thing you can put.
Sexist president. That's what, he didn't really care for it too. He just went.
Just going in there and going, ooh.
It's first lady, not first lad. He's a sexist president, yeah. And then
he doesn't seem that bothered. No,
he doesn't cry or anything. He just goes like this, like he lost an accumulator, and he goes out and does a. You know, thank God this all happened in July 4th. It was quite easy to do that speech.
Yeah. What do you make of the speech?
It got me going.
Because I quite like it. Mm. I think it's...
got me going, you know.
But it's like a... it's a proper... Because what I hate about these kind of films, because Britain don't really have them. They don't have that bombastic, nationalistic kind of films. I hate the fact, like, I'd be quite comfortable with them if they just went, do you know what? America has saved the world again. We're fucking class. End of it, right? But the end, when they have different civilizations watching the ships come down.
Oh, God, it does
and
all
celebrating.
That. Yeah.
Because it's never like, because there's no need to show some African tribe or some. A rice field in Thailand where they're all fucking celebrating watching the ships come down because America's saved the world again.
Yeah.
It's just...
it's so crazy. It's like, yeah, it's like propaganda. Roland Emmerich's fucking German and all.
Is he?
You should know better.
I didn't actually know. But...
Yeah. He's German. Uh-huh. Master of disaster. He's a German man. the master of disaster is going to be... I guarantee he's got like a... you know, those like a kimono.
A dressing gown, yeah.
Yeah, dressing gown with the master disaster in the back. Red and black. I've already pictured it. Yeah, they did. They really did ham up the, just send that all out. By the way, when they figured that out, they should have just immediately sent it out. They were just like, let's see if it works first so we can definitely make sure we have the credit. You know, yeah, it does work. Tell them now.
That's true, actually, yeah.
They didn't go like, right, we have a thing, we think this will work, go for it all at the same time. They just waited and went, all right, that works, go and tell them now.
Aye, that's a good point, aye.
So many needless people died.
So there's just Moscow sitting there going, taking their fucking time. Like,
aye.
Any words yet?
That, also, you'd worry if you're a commander was like, nuke the bastards.
Yeah, completely
lost all that. No, it was meant to be, you know.
He's not the best president.
No. Not like them, though. He was right. You can fly a fighter jet. That's all you need.
Aye, that's true.
I would hire a guy. I'd hire a president. I would, you know, get a president if that was the case.
Aye.
No, it was Independence Day.
Any further thoughts before we...
No. It's a good film. Like, I don't know where
I didn't like it. Like, it's...
they've been two good films.
I mean, it's a pile of shit, but it's...
Yeah.
It's so interesting. I watched, because it's on Disney Plus... as well, I watched it, then led me to the sequel, which I'd never seen. I think it's called Insurrection.
Yeah.
It's not great.
No, it disappeared off the face of the earth. Like, yeah. You know, very quickly.
Because they do that, because Goldblum's still in it and Pullman's in it, but Will Smith's dead, but it's Will Smith's son that's leading the attack. And
I've seen it, sorry. I have seen it. I saw it in cinema, but I completely forget it.
Goes mental at the end because there's like an alien queen arrives. But she's huge. She's like building size and she fucking chases a bus across the desert at the edge. It's mental.
Nah.
The start is all right, but then it gets fucking mental.
Progressively worse.
Yeah. Right. So we'll be back next week. Next week's my choice. So.
That was a proper old man lunge.
I know. Yeah.
It's going to take me. No, it's your fucking coach.
Much longer to get back up. Next week, Ryan, we are doing the quintessential 80s teen movie, The Breakfast Club.
Excellent. Do you know something? I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? Excellent.
I've never seen The Breakfast Club. It's on the, you know, the big list of how have you not seen The Breakfast Club? You know, I've got about two or three of them.
Very, very much looking forward to doing it.
That's so great.
Right, thank you very much, guys. We now have a YouTube set up. So if you're watching this, leave us a comment. We've got on Spotify. Also on Spotify, I'm going to do a thing because I'm obsessed with playlists. I have started up a Absolute Cuts playlist, which will be below the episodes on Spotify, and it's basically any tunes that have been in any of the films that we've watched so far. And we've got Instagram.
We got Instagram. Twitter. You can follow us on TikToks, our individual TikToks. We've got Twitters and Instagrams.
You getting into plug?
No, I don't really. I don't think so. Oh, do you actually? I have a special coming out very soon. I'll plug that. It'll be out. Yeah. I don't even know, but it should be out probably by the time this should be out.
Yeah. So, and make sure you check that out. I've got my tour on sale as well. And if you're not doing the Fringe.
No.
No, I've got Fringe tickets as well. So they'll all be on our socials.
And what the fuck else do you want?
I know. Right. See you next week. Cheers. Bye bye.